Vast chapter 7, Mishnah 6, Mikveh Sheesh Ba'arim Sem Kavanas. If there's a mikveh that's got exactly 40 sas, it's got exactly 40 sas in it. Yadu Shnaim, and two people go down, V'tavlu Ze'achazer, and they go into the mikveh, one after the other. It says the Mishnah Rishon Tahor, the first person is pure, he's had a good immersion in the mikveh, V'asheni Tamei, but by the time the second guy goes in, so we assume that some of the water has now gone out with the first guy, and the mikvah is now less than 40 sas. So the second guy remains tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, "Ima yiraglav shel rishon noigos b'mam." Says if the legs of the or the feet of the first person are still touching the water when the second one immersed, afashani tar, then the second person is also pianwa, because we apply a principle of that it's attached. Excellent. So essentially, that it's the water on the first guy is still attached to the mikvah, so the mikvah is still 40 sa. Het bilbo es hasagos. Similar kind of case, if someone immersed in a mikveh containing exactly 40 sa's, a woolen coat. Ve'aliu miktsaso noga b'mam, and he pulled it out, the mikveh, and then someone immersed himself. But if part of the coat was still touching the water, then tahor, then the person will remain tahor. But if not, obviously, then he won't be pure, because the coat would have taken out some of the water. Hakarva akesis, if someone immersed a leather pillow or cushion, shel or, leather pillow, so it's not in and of itself going to absorb water if the leather's properly treated, but kevin shekbir sifsosainim in hamayim, but if he lifts it up, as he like lifts it up, so it's going to be like the water that he takes up is going to be like drawn water. Hamayim shevasochen shuvin, that water is going to be drawn. So now the mikvah is going to be less than the 40 sa, and the water that he pours back in is now going to be drawn water. So he's going to have a problem. So what should he do, says the Mishnah? He should immerse it, this leather pillow or cushion or whatever, and then lift it up with the bottoms upwards. Right? Yeah, upside down, so that it's not drawn water. Because as he's lifting it up, the water will fall out of it.